Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN just showed a highlight of the James Cook, the long touchdown run in Carolina. 64 yards, was it?
Yep.
If you remember, he goes to the sideline. It's wide open field. He takes it to the sideline, gets within range, and then does a front flip into the end zone.
That's been a somewhat regular move of his.
You like that? He doesn't land on his feet.
No, it looks great, but I would understand if someone watching it is going, dude, you're going to strain your neck or your something.
He lands on his tailbone.
Right.
Like, you know, his mom maybe would be somebody, like my mom would probably be. Do you really need to do that?
Right.
Can't you just, I don't need you to hand the ball to the ref. Right. But do you have to do the front flip? Lamar Jackson did that in the one game they beat Kansas City in, Monday night game, or Sunday night game. He does that for a touchdown. He got hurt. I don't know. I don't mean to sound like, you know.
I know.
Your
I
uncle.
Know. But, I know.
All right, let's put it to Sal. We have all kinds of questions for Sal.
You want to hear something really, real quick, we'll bring Sal into this too. Really embarrassing, as Cook is like angling toward the sideline, I felt compelled to yell, don't go out of bounds!
I know. He almost does. He doesn't.
Like,
he doesn't.
Like,
why?
He's not going to go out of bounds. There's no one there. But for some reason, I felt compelled to yell that. It's embarrassing enough to have the thought, but I like yelled it in my living room.
There's literally no defensive player
no,
on the screen.
No. And I'm like, don't go out of bounds.
Sal, wouldn't football be better if you and I and Bulldog decided what players should do?
I suppose, yeah. I got a couple stories about this play, though.
Good.
That you're referencing.
Good.
So, if you actually watch the, like, end zone angle, there was one, might have even shown on ESPN, but if you watch the replay, actually, from the game broadcast, I saw this. You see me sprinting on the sidelines, like, right a little bit past behind James Cook. And the reason is, a lot of times I would be in position already, but I was actually, like, changing some equipment while that play was going on near midfield. So I see on the big board, he takes off. I'm like, oh, my God. And I start hauling it because I want to be over there. So he's angling towards me, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? He's going to go to the pylon. I knew what he was going to do. I knew it. He was going to jump. That's what he does. He does his somersault. But you see me literally, like, running to get there to that point, and then I watch him do that. So then after the game, I asked him about this. I said, why did you go to the pylon? And he said, I didn't want to flip in the middle of the end zone. I don't know what the difference is. Huh. What he said, though, he didn't want to flip in the middle.
I wonder
what would be the difference.
What we needed there, Sal, was a follow-up question. Why?
I know. Why?
The crown of the field?
Yeah. I'll ask next time he does it.
Is it maybe more like, is it too showy in the middle of the field? There's also somebody could have an angle on him if he went right up the middle. By the time he gets to like the 40, he's gone. As the
he
radio
did score right at the middle later on a long run.
Yeah, he did.
Did he flip?
No, he did not flip on that one.
Well, he's not a guy who flips.
He was not.
I would enjoy this if we had seen Sal do the front flip as they're racing each other down the field.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not asking
because
you
of his
that,
angle, I might have actually gotten there before him because I wasn't beating him normally. I'll say that.
Right. You know, you had a straight line.
Because of the detour he took, right? But it was interesting to watch and happen right there.
What are the chances you could pull that off without hurting yourself?
Sal could do it, I think.
Do you think you could pull the flip
no,
off?
No, I can't flip. I don't know. I've just never been able to. It's just something I can't do. I'm not. Yeah. I've never been a person
flipper.
Who's done like that kind of gymnastics, you know?
Well,
flip like that.
He does a front flip, but he lands on his butt. Like he lands on his tailbone.
That I could do, I guess. And
well,
I
that's
think
what
I would
he
probably
did.
Hurt
yeah.
myself.
Yeah,
you know,
you
want to
land
on
your feet there. You would need the cart to come out for me if I landed like that.
Oh my gosh, I would not even make it. 70
I agree
degrees.
With you guys. So every time he does it, I hold my breath. Like, oh my god, I hope he's okay. Like you just
right.
you see that, and the turf is hard, and you never know. You slip, so hey. I think the same thing. Just, you know, don't.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if this is like a question worth asking the coach about, but I mean,
it
seems like, mostly anything goes. Does anyone discourage him from doing that?
It's the new Allen not sliding.
Right.
James Cook's flips into the end zone every week. Maybe. I don't know. Do you have an answer for Bulldog there, Sal?
No, I don't. I do find it interesting, though, that he keeps doing it. But, hey, he keeps scoring, so I guess that's
right,
a good thing.
Right.
James Cook, by the way, before we get to, like, the news of the day, is at BetOnline the second choice to end up leading the NFL in rushing yards at this point of the season, well mm-hmm. behind Jonathan Taylor, 6-1 odds. But still, like, he is number two on this list.
He is yards per game, I think, ahead of him?
Yep, he is.
Okay.
That's right.
Because the Colts have played one more game than the Bills have played.
Okay.
He is the news of the day, too, by the way. He was named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Jonathan Taylor didn't get it, and he had a really fantastic day. And Bo Nix didn't get it, and he threw for 4 touchdowns. James Cook, I think rightfully, was Offensive Player of the Week.
200-plus rushing. Sal, he could have gone for 300 in this game if they wanted. I'm sure
they
didn't.
So, in the locker room after the game, we asked several players about the day James was having and asked Deion Dawkins, what'd you think about what James was doing today? And Deion said that they were aware of OJ's record on the sideline and we can get him the record. And he's like, once you got him over 200, the game was where it was. And he's like, he's great where he is. Like, however he phrased it, but apparently it was something they were like the linemen, at least the guys on the field, they knew, and they knew that was within sights.
And that number is still 273 from a game in Detroit, I believe.
I don't know.
Single game rushing.
This is the Bills record.
Right.
The Bills record. 273 is the number I've got in my head for OJ from a game. Maybe even a Thanksgiving game in Detroit.
Yep. The NFL record. It's not the NFL.
No,
record.
It's not the NFL record.
He could have maybe done that though.
But whatever Dawkins is referencing, I'm assuming that's that number.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be.
Yes.
Yep. Interesting to know that. Okay. Well, James Cook. Today we have what's number one here? Is it Prater? What's number one from the injury news, Sal?
No, it's Gabe Davis. I mean, Gabe Davis is now on the practice squad, and they're going to use him. I mean, the Prater stuff, who knows? He could have had, he could have just had he could have had his calf worked on because he was sore. Like, we don't know that yet until tomorrow. I always say, it doesn't mean something happened at practice. It could have. It happened a few weeks ago. Remember Dorian, or who was it? Somebody had a peck, Dorian Williams, maybe? Like, that happened at practice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it could definitely mean that, but could just mean that he was sore, and even though Sean McDermott didn't give that update when they went out there beforehand, doesn't mean it wasn't something that was going on, because they could have just said, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to lay off him today, he's a bit sore.
Well,
so
while
I do not think it doesn't rise to number one for me, I'll say that.
Okay, well, we'll get to Davis, but seeing as we're here, has McDermott said anything or been asked about Tyler Bass at all?
Not in the last week or so, maybe a couple weeks ago, and it's just the same, hey, he's working and improving and whatever. I think, he's around the team. I think he's doing his own work off to the side when that happens, whenever that happens.
Mm-hmm.
They could activate him at any time if they'd like.
Right.
There's no restriction on them saying they're going to put him on IR to return and then him being activated to the roster, except for 4 p.m. Saturday. Like, they could do it all in one shot, 4 p.m. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He could stay on IR, not practice, and all of a sudden 4 p.m. Saturday, they're like, we're activating them to the 53, or you know, and they could do that. So you'd want them obviously to have some kicks in, but you know, I think to me that would seem like the next guy up, but because I don't think like it doesn't seem to me like it's something that right now he's a long ways away.
I mean, what's the best educated guess? Like, he's just sort of somewhere in the back, Bass. You don't get to watch him, right? He's just not – there's no real development on this. This is Hairston, you know, basically. Hairston was – the window was open, what, last Wednesday, and then he's on the field.
Yep. Like,
so you're right. Of course you're right. They could do that. There's just been – I don't know. I don't know whether I'm likelier to believe that – Prater has just been so good that Bass is fine, but there's no reason to do anything, or that Bass is not fine, and if he were,
they needed Prater to keep going.
I don't know which is really more likely.
I don't know, because like you said, the thing is, we don't get to watch Tyler kick because he's not part of the team right now, right? He's on IR. Any kicking he's doing is on his own or separately, right? Away from practices and the team element of it. So he could be ready to rock and roll. He could be a longer ways away. I don't get that sense necessarily.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Guys, there's veteran kickers around, sure. And guys they brought in and warmed and worked out anyway. And you know, if they have to bring somebody in for a week, they can do that, obviously, and make that change.
Yeah, or longer. Who knows?
Yeah.
The Bears have been through multiple guys. The 49ers this year have been through multiple guys. The Colts just lost their kicker, Schrader, to IR. They bring in Michael Badgley.
Atlanta's changed a guy out already.
Atlanta made two moves.
Yeah.
Or one, at least.
All right. Well, anyway, so yeah, we're just clarifying because, you know, wondering if we do find out something is really wrong with Prater tomorrow, is Tyler Bass an option, or are we out to, you know, getting guys off the street? So we don't know. Gabe Davis, Sal, what do you, like, how did that look to you? Like, how soon could he be ready to play?
Well, I would normally say, oh, yeah, I don't think he's going to be playing for a couple of weeks, simply based on behavior, like how the team operates.
Right.
That's out of the window now after what happened with Hairston last week, right? I mean, like, I think Gabe Davis could play this week. I don't know. Now, I asked him today, okay, we see you out here today for the first time, but what have you been doing? And he's like, I've been running for a couple weeks. I've been running a lot. I mean, I don't think this just was a, hey, let's put Gabe out there and see how he looks type of day. This was calculated. Like, he had been doing stuff leading up to this point to be on the field today with the Buffalo Bills. So what happened mechanically, roster-wise, for everybody, the Bills still had an open roster spot. They activated Gabe off practice squad injured. They don't have to wait 21 days for anything to happen here. He just goes right on the practice squad. So he's a regular practice squad player. What he does, though, is count on the one of the 8 IR to return designations they get for the season. They've used 3 now because Hairston and Tylon Grable counted the minute they went on IR on that special day they could do it. And now Gabe's coming back. So that's 3 that I count them. I don't think there was one that happened since they went. If Tyler Bass, he would be number 4, by the way, if they did that. You get 8. You also get 2 more in the postseason. So you're already halfway through the year and you haven't even used half of them. So I think, you know, it shouldn't be anything to worry about. But I think it's in the window that he could play this week. Gabe said it's up to the trainers and coaches. And, you know, I mean, he's how did it look to me? Well, again, here's one of those deals where we can't watch everything. But from what I did watch, I mean, he was running routes, and I saw that. We couldn't film that part of it. And I thought that he looked good running. There was no hitch or anything like that, nothing favoring from what I saw.
How relevant would you expect him to be? Like, is there somebody else who needs to be unavailable at receiver, whoever that might be? I mean, Palmer, I guess, is obvious here.
Yeah.
Would it be that? Okay. There is this one game, it's very obscure in Bills history, but where Davis went for this massive record game of 4 touchdowns against Kansas City. Like, you have that little spice to this idea.
Yeah. Well, Joshua Palmer did not practice again today. It's probably looking like he'll miss another week at this point. He was already termed week to week. And then he missed last week and he hasn't practiced yet today leading into this week. So I would just assume at this point that you're not going to get to a point where Joshua Palmer would be playing. So what are the other options? Well, really, you already have 5 wide receivers that are normally active. Shakir Coleman Samuel, and Moore, not counting Palmer. And one, two, three, and Shavers. Sorry about that. Shakir, Coleman, Samuel, Moore, and Shavers. My fault. They do have Christian Wilkerson on the practice squad. They do have Steven Gosnell on the practice squad. But five is enough. Five is plenty. And they've rolled with five because they do use three tight ends. And they do have a fullback. So they could go with five of them. If they were to activate and play Gabe Davis, that's when it becomes interesting for me, because you could go with six. That's fine. But is it who if they do ultimately sign Gabe, you could play the game of three elevations. If they want him on the roster, whose spot is that? People point right to Tyrell Shavers. I'm not so sure about that. Tyrell Shavers plays special teams. Is Gabe Davis going to be lining up as a gunner? Like, I don't know, right? Like, I do think there's some interesting parts about this. But if Gabe were to play this week, it wouldn't be about the roster. It'd be just playing time. And would somebody be inactive? And then you'd get to most likely it would be either Samuel or Moore. And I don't know which one of those, because they've played that game this year.
They've taken turns, right. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's that would be my guess, too. I know Shavers is like the low man on the totem pole, so to speak. He's had the least accomplished career so far. But I'm with you. I feel like the way that they've handled it, I mean, is Shavers been inactive yet for a game? If so, it's only been one. It's always been right. One of Moore or Samuel.
He has not. Right. And he has 101 special teams snaps this year.
So he's not coming out.
It's not going to be him.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think the other guys really make sense to be replaced, but we'll see. Defensively, Sal, so Bernard, good. Shaq Thompson, maybe not.
I think Shaq should be okay just based on this. So Sean said today he'd have a vet rest day along with Joey Bosa and Jordan Phillips. And those are listed as vet rest days. So obviously your antennas go up when you see, wait a minute, hamstring, you said vet rest. I will say, though, Shaq Thompson did media after practice. Nothing seemed wrong. Usually when guys do media, that's a pretty good indication everything's going okay. Otherwise, they're in the training room or something, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I think that's one of those where... Yeah, vet rest, but
he missed a rep or two or whatever. And,
yeah, you know. Right. Sean McDermott said beforehand that Thompson, Phillips, and Bosa would take individual, but not do teamwork. So, you know, maybe it's just more of he's also dealing with we also had treatment on the hamstring, so they didn't list it as vet rest. They listed it as hamstring there. So we'll see. Now, that said, I think the bigger story here right now might be what's happening at linebacker, because Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano were both full participants. That's great news, right? Last week they were limited. And then Milano doesn't even play. He's inactive. And then Bernard suits up, but he doesn't play. And we're told that it's due to medical reasons, nothing else. And I think I got the sense of what Sean was saying after the game was, because Milano was already out and they don't know where that's going and they want to make sure he stays healthy, they didn't want to risk losing both of their starting linebackers, right? So let's give Bernard another week and get them both back healthy. However, that said, when McDermott was asked today during the pre-practice interview and press conference about Bernard and when he's healthy, basically is it just you rock and roll and he's the guy? He didn't say he's our starter. What he said was Terrell sees things like a coach and he knows things and he's a leader out there and all those really great things you say. He didn't specifically say, "Oh yeah, when he's healthy, he's the middle linebacker."
Right. I want to feel like that's notable. Like they had a really good day with Williams and Thompson, and for that matter, Andreessen. You mentioned
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think earlier in the week, you know, how that was to start the game. Like, they played more base. And so I wonder, Bernard, I feel like Bernard, there's been a lot going on up front, right? Oliver in and out, and all the, you know, the, at the start of the year, the rookies are playing a lot of snaps. So there's a lot of reasons to want to make excuses for Bernard. But the film breakdowns I've watched of previous games, he's missed a good amount of stuff. I don't think he's had a good year so far.
Yeah, I think that this has not been the best Terrell Bernard year as either. I'll say it that way. Here's a quote from Sean today about this. When he was asked kind of a, this is the question before what I just gave you. The question before that was just about him coming back with Milano. And he said, we have to evaluate players going into practice and want to look at practice and take it one day at a time. Now, you could take that as the medical piece of it, or you could take it somewhere else if you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that you have to start talking about that considering, A, what you just said, which is correct, Bulldog. And B, let's be honest, Shaq Thompson's been their most consistent best linebacker this year when he's been on the field.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's made plays. And I don't know if the team would outright just say, okay, well, we're moving, you know, we're making a change here. Sometimes, as you guys know, this happens in hockey a lot, for right or wrong. You say a guy might need to kind of see things from a different angle. He might need to sit on the bench or be on the sidelines and kind of see what's going on and process, and then that helps the guy when he goes back in there, right? I don't know, and I'm not saying that that's even going on. I just think it's notable how this is all playing out right now.
I mean, it's a little hot takey, but it's kind of how I feel. I think he's the same as he's always been, but without as many splash plays so far. But, you know, that might not be how you guys feel. I don't think it is. It's not the hottest take I brought to work. Are you sitting down? Are you ready for the hottest take it brought to work?
Yes.
The New England game is the game of the year?
That's obvious.
Oh, look at this.
I think that's just like rock solid.
Listen to this guy, Sal.
You want that? You want to put that to Sal? We said we would.
That's fine.
The Patriot game is the game of the year because in week 15, because even if the Bills go 6-0 starting Sunday until that game, they'll have to be two games clear of New England to feel safe. Otherwise, you lose and you're down. And that means the Patriots go 3-2. They got the Jets, the Bengals, the Giants. I mean, come on. I feel like there's almost no chance of that. Both sides happening. No, the hottest – I do want to have – I did hope to have Sal on the line for this.
All right.
Okay.
And I do want maybe the next hour to explain it, if I can get it.
Do I have to stay?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Click. I'll slow play it. I think Shohei Ohtani means that we are heading toward an era where lots of guys do what he does, pitch and hit. I think the reason why we never had Ohtani before is because it would never happen. Like, any baseball team you were ever on or that your kids were ever on had one kid, or the other team had one kid that was the best at both things, hitting and pitching. But the structure of organized baseball would never have it. Like, we're not trying to reinvent Babe Ruth. We're not going to try to have your, you know, your best hitter be your best pitcher. Now we've got a guy who is all that. I mean, he's clearly elite at both. And I think maybe this cracks the door open for teams to do more of that, and there should be, right, prospects who come up as amazing. I mean, so many of the greatest hitters we've ever seen were also great pitchers. Dave Winfield pitched in the College World Series, right? So, like, there have been tons of these guys, but baseball would never allow it. So now I think Ohtani, they don't all have to be him. I mean, very few of these guys will be him.
I want to hear what Sal has to say about this, but I'll just offer this. It would make sense that there would be more 13 to 16-year-old kids and parents who would encourage their kids to try to do it.
I want to go to a team that will let me pitch and hit.
Yeah, and that in and of itself, I mean, that it'll always funnel, and, you know, it's going to be, you know, not that many, but no, I think it makes sense. It might take 10 years, but I think it tracks.
So I think there will be more willingness on this from teams. I think there will be maybe a guy or two that's able to kind of do it at the MLB level. No one's going to do it at the level of Otani. He's amazing at what he does. I still think when you get down to it, it's going to be very, very difficult because teams just, you have to concentrate so much on the pitching aspect of it when you're a pitcher that it's too tough to have that person play every day and also do the things hitting. I think so much goes into it. Otani did not grow up in the United States. Otani was not one of these great athletes that we all are talking about, which you're right. I mean, my son is 12-year-old baseball player, and there's athletes like that everywhere, right? You go to these tournaments, and kids are the best kids of the best kids, whether they're pitchers and hitters all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how he came up. I do think there will be a more of a willingness and acceptance of it. I just don't think you're going to see some mass, oh, my God, look at this. However, there is one guy, apparently, that is like this right now. His name is Jack Caglione, I believe is his name. If you go to his baseball reference page, you will see first base, right field, and starting pitcher. He is currently on the Kansas City Royals. I don't know. Have they used him like this? He went to UF, and he was considered a guy that could do this. And I don't know. I haven't followed his career enough, but I do know because I remember somebody talking about this guy like this. And I don't know what has happened, and I have to go back and look. I think there would be more of a willingness. I just don't think it's really going to happen like that.
Game 7, Saturday night. We're going to the ninth. Blue Jays 4, Dodgers 3. The bullpen is completely gassed. Guerrero says, give me the ball. I'm just putting that out in the space.
All right.
Thank you, Sal. We kept you late.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Let me just add to that. Two outs, bases loaded. Otani is up. Right. That's when Guerrero says, give me the ball. I got it.
10 years' time, there's five guys doing this.
Okay. Let me think about that. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.